KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
This is Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Tim Rocky. For years, the Haynesboro School District has stayed afloat even amid flatline state education funding and soaring inflation. But not anymore. The district, like so many others in Alaska, is facing a budget shortfall this year. The situation has forced the district to ask the local government for a financial lifeline. The Alaska Desk's Avery Elfelt has more.
Sophia Armstrong is a first-grade teacher in Haynes. She says teaching is her calling. She's been doing it here for 14 years already and plans to work in education the rest of her career. But years of poor retirement benefits and low pay are forcing her to rethink whether it's wise to do so in Haynes or anywhere else in Alaska.
I'm actually, you know, one of those people who's going, Alaska, get it together or I'm out of here. And it's sad because I really want to stay in Alaska. I love this town. I love this community. I love this school.
Local governments are legally allowed to fund school districts up to a maximum level. Historically, Haynes hasn't funded the district to that cap. But Roy Getchell, the superintendent, said during a February assembly meeting that he plans to ask the borough to fund the district to that amount for the first time in over a decade. Without the additional support, he said during the meeting, the district could run an $880,000 deficit next year.
We've been really conscientious working as a school district with the support of the board to not come running to you every time we have a need. But we are at the point where without support, things are going to start to change, and they'll start to change dramatically.
Getchell says the biggest impact so far is on staff and the students they serve. Flat funding from the state has made it impossible for the district to offer pay and benefits that would help retain current employees like Armstrong. The district saw nearly a third of its staff turnover in fiscal year 2025, and even more the year before. But that's not the only consequence. Insufficient state funding is also making it harder for Haynes to attract strong teaching applicants when jobs open up after teachers do resign or retire.
We've had many folks on the line who are ready to make the move. But when we offer a salary, it's no. They plug it into a cost of living calculator or they compare it to where they are, and it's not competitive anymore.
Getchell says the vast majority of applicants for open jobs are from overseas and would require visas. On the other hand, only a fraction have degrees from the state university system. He sees those applicants as the strongest because they're more likely to stick around. School districts across the state are reckoning with budget shortfalls driven by Alaska's failure to increase funding in step with inflation. A report published last week by the Institute of Social and Economic Research underscores the problem. Researchers concluded that state spending is 15% below the national average, even after adjusting for higher relative costs, a major problem for hiring. There's some momentum in the state legislature to address the situation, says Nils Andreasen, the executive director of Alaska Municipal League.
I think there's general consensus to see some increase. What the dollar amount is, that's really the debate.
That could happen by way of an education bill lawmakers unveiled early this month that would increase per student funding by $1,000. Absent intervention, Andreasen says, funding shortfalls will continue to drive a sprawling set of issues in school districts. Haynes hasn't been hit as hard as other parts of the state, but that's starting to shift, and the number one symptom is a teacher shortage. For Armstrong, the situation is becoming less and less sustainable as she takes on more responsibility each year with fewer resources.
I shouldn't be really poor when I have a college degree and I work really hard and I have now 20 years experience. Like, I should be able to afford eggs.
Absent change, she says, the situation will mean fewer highly qualified teachers and less support in classrooms that need both. In Haynes, I'm Avery Elfelt.
This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by
Matson, delivering the essentials for everyday life in the last frontier. Learn more at matson.com/Alaska.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org.
This is Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Tim Rocky. The National Weather Service announced late last month that it was suspending weather balloon observations in Kotzebue indefinitely and immediately. That leaves a huge data gap for a large area of the Arctic. But as KOTZ's Desiree Hagen reports, a California-based company announced a day later that it plans to partially fill that void.
Every day across the world, hundreds of weather balloons are released at the same time.
This is very important data that goes into weather models and climate models, as well as every operational weather model in the world.
University of Alaska Fairbanks climatologist Rick Toman previously worked for the Weather Service for more than 30 years. Toman says Kotzebue's weather station covered a massive area and also provided crucial redundancies for the closest stations in Nome and Utqiagvik. Now, if there's a failure in Nome...
So Nome goes out. Now we have nothing in the Bering Sea region. There's nothing on the Russian side for hundreds, thousand miles.
The National Weather Service did not respond to questions for this story, but said in its announcement that the suspension is due to lack of staffing. Alaska Public Media reports that at least 23 Weather Service employees across Alaska have been fired or resigned following a wave of government-wide layoffs the Trump administration ordered. A day after the Weather Service announcement, a private company announced it will provide atmospheric data for the area that includes Kotzebue, free over the next 6 months. John Dean is the CEO for the company Windborne Systems. It's based in Silicon Valley and specializes in using smart weather balloons and AI forecasting.
In some sense, the more remote that an area is, often the more valuable the data is because you have no other data nearby. And so for any given site to stop being able to launch balloons, this is one of the more unfortunate ones in terms of how it will impact U.S. weather forecasts.
Dean says he doesn't want to see traditional weather balloons go away, but he says his company's system is relatively inexpensive. In Kotzebue, I'm Desiree Hagen.
Over the past 2 years, nearly 100 Alaskans died on the streets of Anchorage. The Alaska Beacon reports Anchorage Democratic Senator L.V. Gray Jackson introduced legislation that seeks to codify the rights of homeless Alaskans, including the right to take shelter in a public place as long as doing so doesn't obstruct traffic. Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Illinois have already enacted laws affirming that homeless residents have equal rights to housing, medical care, movement, and private property. Gray Jackson said she doesn't believe her bill would stop the city from clearing camps. This is Alaska Public Media.
So upset, nervous wreck, can't believe you said goodbye. Sit and smoke, cry and joke about these tears in my eyes. How could you do what you've gone and done to me? I wouldn't treat a dog the way you treated me, but that's what I get. I've come to expect it from you. A million times, a million lines, and I bought them every one. You don't care, you rip and tear every dream I've counted on. I guess that I should thank my unlucky stars that I'm alive and you're the way you are. But that's what I get, I've come to expect it from you.
come to expect it from you. I could raise hell, but what the hell, it wouldn't do a bit of good. Pack and leave, my heart agrees, it seems to think that I should. There won't be no more next time doing me wrong. You'll come back this time to find out that I'm gone. But that's what you get. You should expect that from me. That's what I get. I've come to expect it from you.
Each one loved me so, each one I broke into. My young days were wild and reckless, I'd love them and let them be. Those days are gone, although it took a dream to make me say.
Started liking cheating songs, and what's bothering me? I don't know if it's the cheating she likes or just the melody. I've never had any reason to doubt her. As far as I know, she's been true. But lately she's had a different look in her eye. I wonder if she's seeing somebody new. You can't blame a body for looking, but there's a world of people out there. But I hope she's not taking any closer looks. I tell you, lately, frankly, I've been scared. 'Cause she just started liking cheating songs. What's bothering me? I don't know if it's the cheating she likes or just the melody. To admit I do some looking too, but she's the only one I love.
She's the only one I love.
She still tells me she loves me, but I wonder if my love's enough. 'Cause she just started liking cheating songs, and what's bothering me? I don't know if it's the cheating she likes or just the melody. Yeah, she just started liking cheating songs. And what's bothering me?
Who'll take the only hearts they got and throw them into the fire? Risk their own self-respect in the name of desire. Who'll regret everything they've done, and who'll get the bill? Lovers will. Who'll hurt each other all the time and never give it a thought? About where they've been and hope they never get caught. Who'll say each other's kisses no longer thrill? Lovers will. Lovers will. Lovers will do almost love can bring. If love that little bit of love that hasn't yet been killed. Well, lovers will, lovers will, lovers will do almost anything for the thrill that only love can bring. But if love is a healer, who'd be the first ones ill? Lovers will, lovers will, lovers will.
Like a lot of little bubbles, I can dream away my troubles, dreaming of my romance with someone's pretty daughter in a land across the water. I dreamed I was back in France. Someone whispered to me, I love you, my Cherie. In my memories of France, we were strolling again by the old River Seine. In my memories of France, I can still see her placing roses where many a brave heart reposes. Though we and we cried and then said goodbye, in my memories of
hunting spree. Cause there ain't a hound dog in this state that can hold a light to me. I eat three bones for dinner today, then tried to tree a coon. You got me chasing rabbits, scratching fleas, and howling at the moon. I rode my horse to town today, and a gas pump weeded past. I pulled him up and I hollered, whoa, and said, fill him up with gas. The man picked up a monkey wrench, and wham, he changed my tune. You got me chasing rabbits, spitting out teeth, and howling at the moon. I never thought in this old world a fool could fall so hard. But honey, baby, when I fell, the whole world must have jarred. I think I'd quit my doggish ways if you'd take me for your groom. You got me chasing rabbits, picking out rings, and howling at the moon.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, were you there when they crucified my Lord?
Remember.
between midnight and dawn. A big blue car was rolling, its wheels they hummed a song. The headlight shone out through the night to light the road so steep, while in the back Hank Williams lay in a deep and dreamless sleep. He was heading for Ohio to play a show next day, 'cause thousands there were waiting to hear him sing and play. The chauffeur reached into the back and shook the sleeping said, wake up, my friend, and took him by the hand. He tried to wake him up again, then rushed him into town. But the doctor said, too late, he's gone to a better land. Lost our greatest folk song star this world has ever known. But though he's gone on to his rest, his songs live on and on. He wrote songs about the Bible and songs about the hills, his songs about the lonesome blues, they gave the world a thrill. He left us songs of sadness and songs for lovers too. We'll never forget him though he's gone. Hank Williams, here's to you.
It's a sin, my darling, how I love you, because I know our love can never be. It's a sin to keep this memory of you when silence proves that you've forgotten me. The dream I built for us has tumbled, each promise broken like my heart. It's a sin, my darling, how I love you, so much in love and yet so far apart. Still in love with you. I'm sure you're happy with another who shares a love I couldn't win. That I can't live without you. When deep inside I know that it's a sin.
Always late with you, you say. Won't you come to my arms, sweet darling, and stay? You're always late with your kisses.
Boxcar riding on a bumpy rail, wrote the tune from start to finish on the walls of the county jail. The hobo boogie, that's just the way it came to be. He tires of faces every day, he tires of places, wants to get away. He gets the urge to hit the steel, to Asheville, Nashville, Chattanooga, or Mobile. You can hear the wheels a-clanging and the rails just seem to hum. It'll make you feel like shouting, hey there, Birmingham, here I come. The hobo boogie, you gotta love that melody. Tires of faces every day, he tires of places, wants to get away. He gets the urge to hit the steel, to Asheville, Nashville, Chattanooga,
automobile. You can hear the wheels a-clanging and the rails just seem to hum. It'll make you feel like shouting, hey there, Birmingham, here I come, the hobo boogie. You gotta love that melody.
Its foundation is on
solid ground? Or do we roll up our sleeves and repair it? Or burn it down? And I keep waiting for you to forgive me. And you keep saying, back in touch. I need your love, I miss it. I can't go on like this, it hurts too.
I'm in the rubber room. The I grew up in this community and have lived here my whole life. I raised my family here and have watched others raise their families too. I know these lands, these people, our history, and our Unangam traditions. I want to continue to grow old here and live up my days in the place I call home with the people I love. As I get older, I know I need help with certain things I can't do on my own anymore. My family is a huge help, but they aren't always around or available for some of these chores. Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association helps support me through services they provide to elders like me, right here in my community. I was able to choose a chore worker to help me with my task I need to get done around the house and in my community. My chore worker helps me with things like getting chores done around the house, picking up groceries, or taking me to the post office. Through the APIA Chore Service Program, I can keep living in my current home and still receive the help I need to be independent.
For eligibility information, please reach out to the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association Elder Care Services at 907-276-2700 or toll free at 1-800-478-2700. 2742.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa. Now many, many years ago when I was 23, I was married to a widder who was pretty as could be. This widder had a grown-up daughter who had hair of red. My father fell in love with her and soon they two were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law and changed my very life. My daughter was my mother, 'cause she was my father's wife. To complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. My little baby then became a brother-in-law to dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he was my uncle, then that also made him brother of the widder's grown-up daughter, who of course was my stepmother. I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa. Father's wife then had a son who kept him on the run, and he became my grandchild, for he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue, because although she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa. My wife is my grandmother, then I'm her grandchild. And every time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild. For now I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of my grandmother, I am my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa.
I don't know why you want to start with me. I ain't done nothing far as I can see. And I'm worn out from working too hard. Why don't you give me a break? Just like I told you I would, but I'm tired and I wanna sit down.
hard for me to understand. I am a simple man. You say we got some things to talk about, a lot of problems that we need to work out, but we just end up fighting. Why don't you give it a rest? I don't know what else I can say to you. Everything I know to do, and I can't give you anything more when I'm giving my best. Say you're having trouble figuring me, I don't believe I'm such a mystery. Baby, what you get is what you see. I am a simple man. I want a job. Simple man, you say you have.